We're continuing where we left off yesterday. The sugya of Rishus Rashiva. We've been discussing the sugya Sheshanas Yaakov Tzahal V'Samecha Shekol Koivecha Lo Yevoshu. That whoever's Mekaven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever hopes towards Hashem, so he won't be turned down. And we understood yesterday that there's a concept here of somebody who has hopes should not be embarrassed. There's a connection, and we've seen it many times in our davening. Below Nevosh Kibacha Batachnu and Ala Tzadikim, and also in Ava Rabba, we have the same phenomena that Kibacha Batachnu. We shouldn't have busha because we're Boteach Bacha. And we asked the very simple question that anyone who's davening Shmona Esrei has to ask, which is, what's the connection with bitachon and busha? And the simple pshat we brought is that busha is the state of being a nebuch, of not having your needs, not being self-sufficient, just like we say in Birchas Hamazon, loli day matnas basar v'dam, we don't want handouts, v'lo nevosh v'lo nikalim, we shouldn't be embarrassed from this. And just like your makir tov to the Baal HaBayis, the first thing you say to somebody when they give you a meal is yihi ratzon shelo yevosh Baal HaBayis b'olam hazeh. Just like you're the giver today, you should always be a giver and never a taker. Because it's embarrassing to have needs. And so the simple pshat is, kol koivecha lo yevoshu, whoever turns to Hashem in that schus, he won't be a nebuch, he'll have everything that he needs. V'lo nevosh ki b'chaba tachnu. We won't be embarrassed in the schus of our bitachon. And many meforshim learn that way. But yesterday we learned of an astonishing pshat, which is bringing us to the emotional reality of the Purim story and our lives in Gullis. Which is, the Ion Tvila says this in Oitzris Tvila La Ashkenaz, and it's also a Radak in Tehillim we brought, and a Metzudis as well. V'lo nevoish. V'lo nevoish, we shouldn't be embarrassed, ki b'cha b'tachnu, because of our b'tachin in Hashem. That when a person banks on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person banks on Him, so everyone's looking and saying, did it pay off for you? And sometimes we look a little bit naive, Rachman al-Itzlan, people are saying, get a job, be responsible, what are you doing with yourself? And the Yid goes on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he wants that his bitachon should not be a source of embarrassment. And the Purim story was the greatest moment of embarrassment that Klal Yisrael ever had. We started from Yitzias Mitzrayim. We were doing great. We had the Mishkan. We had it in Gilgal. Noven Givayin. We had it in Shiloh. All the way till the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo, who was Yashav Al Kisei Hashem for 410 years. From Yitzias Mitzrayim, through the whole Beis HaMikdash, there was nothing going on that was not the kirva, the shechina was shruya. The whole time Hashem was with us. Suddenly, we got kicked out, and it's the first time this ever happened. Terrible bushas. We're in a place where they're taking kelim shoinim, they're taking the klei HaMikdash, and they're using them for wild parties. For wild parties. Imagine you go into some, Rachman al-Itzlan, somebody enters one of these crazy raves, and there's a mizrak that used to be used for the mizbeach, being used. Rachman al-Itzlan, can you imagine a situation that's more mevuzeh, more disgraceful? And the haftacha of Purim is that no, we explained this by Arichas yesterday, we're just getting back in. Shekol koivecha lo yevoshu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, it looks like you're getting bushed out over here. You'll see that every stage over here, v'naha pochu, everything that you were going through, that you felt like was a busha for being on my team, now you have the last laugh. Everything was a gilui of kavod hashmayim, and you were part of it. And the joke is on them. And the busha is on them. Shekol koivecha lo yevoshu. And Purim is about being in the most darkest of times. Right before dawn is the darkest time of the night. Where Esther says, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani, Hashem, who's a Merachim, like Rashi says in Bishalach, Kael is Lashon Chesed, he brings the Raya from this Pasuk, Kaylee, Kaylee, you love me, Hashem, you love me, Hashem. Lama azavtani, rachach mishuasi, I'm so distant. Where are you? Where are you? And Hashem tells us, no, you have nothing to worry about. I'm here with you. I'm here in Golus. Like the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, that the Yontif of Purim is the Yontif of Golus. Now we want to go a little bit deeper over here. A little bit deeper, and this Vart in particular will be my Mishloach Manos to the Tzibur. This is a very expensive Mishloach Manos I'm about to give you. Probably my most chaviv Yisoid, because I think it might be Emes. I think it actually might be Emes. Matanus Lev Yainim. We know, right? We know there's a concept of Matanus Lev Yainim. There's something here that's very unique, though. There's something called an Evyan, right? We're very into giving tzedakah. But over here, there's something called an Evyan. And an Evyan, there's halachas about him. What exactly is an Evyan? An Evyan is not just somebody that you're mekayim the regular mitzvahs hilchas tzedakah with. An Evyan has different parameters. Rashi writes in Mishpatim, what's an Evyan? Ava l'chol toiva. An Evyan is longing for someone to help him. He's not just lacking, but he's mitzapeh. Wherever he goes, he's hoping, he's hopeful. Maybe something will happen. He's ava l'toiva. He's a koive hash. He's a koive. He's a mitzapeh. He's always looking. And it's not by chance. On Purim, who do we take care of? Just like shekol koivecha lo yevoshu. Just like shekol koivecha lo yevoshu. That whoever comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be embarrassed. Kol haposhet yad nosin lo. You know what it's like? I'm sure the Rosh Hashiva can tell us. To try to raise money from someone and get turned down. It's hard, right? It's almost like we regret. The Rosh Hashiva probably regrets even almost. It's hard to try. No? It's hard to try. If you're poshet yad and someone turns you down, it's such an awful experience. There's a busha! The etzem extending of the hand turned into a busha. That's a busha. Whenever somebody turns to you and asks you for help and there's no dice, you feel like an idiot, like a total shaita. On Purim, there's a din, someone who's an evyoin, who's ava l'toiva, who's looking, who's hopeful, he's a poshet yad. You don't want him to feel busha on Purim because Purim's the day that nobody feels embarrassed. Whoever's looking towards gets answered on Purim. Kol koivecha lo yivoshu. And we're going to have to buckle our seatbelts for this. That was just a warm-up. Because the Rambam says something astonishing over here. The Rambam in Megillah Perek Beis says, Mutav la'odom laharbos mimatonis evyonim laharbos besudasai ubishloyach manas l'reyim. It's better on Purim, and this is a real big musr for us. People who think that Purim is just a day to party for themselves, Purim is a day to think about others. It's better for a person to be marbim matanis levyonim melaharbos besudaso bishloach manas l'reyev than just to be marbim in his own suda and mishloach manas l'reyev, you know, giving people the matanis, but helping a yid who's an evyon. She'ein simcha gadoy l'mufar el and sameach levanim v'yisoymin v'almanis v'geirim. There's no greater simcha than helping someone who's down and out, a yasam, an almana, a ger, an ani. Now watch this. Shamisameach leiv ha'umlom in ha'elu. The one who's misameach, these umlalim, these destitute people. Doimel l'shchina. He's like the shchina. Shenemar. He brings a pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Zayin. Lahachyos ruach shvalim, lahachyos leiv nitzchalim. Hashem uplifts the destitute people. Now, what's so interesting about this Rambam? The Rambam says something here that he does not say in other places. The Rambam has a mitzvah to be like Hashem. It's called the mitzvah of Halachta Bedrachav. And the Rambam has it written in Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's one of the 613. And it's in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam says, just like Hashem is merachim, mahu rachum, af ata rachum. Just like Hashem is merciful, you should be merciful. Mahu tzadik, just like Hashem is upright, af ata tia tzadik. You should be a tzadik. The Rambam always says you should be like Hashem. Hashem. Like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Here the Rambam uses a strange lashon, and we're going to see it's not a coincidence in any way. The Rambam says, If you do this, you're like the Shekhinah. You're doime to the Shekhinah. The Lashon of the Rambam, Nachamah. HaMesameach Levum Lolam Elu Dome L'Shekhinah. He's like the Shekhinah, the divine presence. Shenemer Lahachis Ruach Shvalim Lahachios Lev Nidkayim. Why does the Rambam say over here? Why does the Rambam say over here that we're like the Shekhinah? He never uses this Lashon, as far as I know, anywhere else. What is it about Shekhinah? So this amazing pasuk that the Rambam quotes has a beginning to it, and has two other chazals, both in the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Sota. This pasuk of Lahachios Ruach Shvalim Lahachios Lev Nidchayim and Yishayin and Zayin. Ki ko amar Ram v'nisa, Hashem the Exalted One, Sheichin ad v'kodosh Shemai, Morom v'kodosh Eshkon. Hashem is exalted, He's on high. V'es daka u'shval ruach. Says Chazal, Rashi brings it over here. What does it mean? The es daka, Hashem's marom v'kadosh, but the es daka, ani shoychein, I'm marom v'kadosh and I'm shoychein on high, I dwell on high. Umishom ani im daka v'shafel ruach, and I am still with the lowest of people. Shani marchin shchinasi alav, I lower my presence to him. And the Gemara in Megillah, very famous, perhaps you say it every Motzei Shabbos, in V'yitin Lecha, B'mokom Gadlusai, in the mokom of the greatness of Hashem, Sham Motzin An V'nesuso. So too you see his humility. Because in the place that it says that he's so on high, Hashem goes down, 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 all the way to the biggest Nebuch. The Midah of Shekhinah, and remember this for life. The Midah of Shekhinah, the Shekhinah is not just a term of Hashem, it's the concept of Hashem coming to dwell. The word shochein means to dwell. And Hashem's Shekhinah doesn't sit in the palace, doesn't sit there by the Kisei HaKavod, but the Shekhinah goes as low, as low, as low as we are. Whether we're in the pits, whether we're in Gullus, wherever we are, Hirchin Shekhinasai, the Shekhinah is lowered. The Midah of Shekhinah is it goes wherever we go. And that's why you would never chas v'shalom say that Hashem is in galus with us. But there is a chazal that says, Shchinta begalusa, the presence of Hashem goes into galus with us. It's the midah of Hashem being with us wherever we are. Wherever we are. And perhaps, this is what the Rambam is saying over here, Adavar Noira, the Radak, listen to the Radak on this pasuk, Ve'esdaka u'shval ruach, Aval pisha eshkain imeroimi v'kedoshim hagal golim imamalachim. Even though I'm with all the supernal beings up in Shemayim, kain eshkain imatachtoinim, I'm dwelling among the bottom, the low. Imishuvem daka v'shafel ruach, the down and out. Lahachios rucham v'libam, to give them chizuk. Aval pisha heim bitzora pa'amim lo tichshavu she'eni mashkiach aleim. Don't think I'm not with you. V'chein Yisrael, Lashon HaRadak. So too Yisrael, Sha'asidin li'osman oruch begalus. They're going to be in a long and hard galus. V'heim shveilim v'nidkoyim. And they're nebachs. They're mevuzeh. They're bushed out. Ani osid lahachyosam. I will revive them. Ki heim kemo mesim begalus. They're like dead people in this galus. Merov hatzaris. Says the Radak, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in this pasuk. I will be there with you. And the Rambam is saying an amazing thing according to this. There's a mitzvah called being a merachim. Just like Hashem is a merachim, you should have mercy. There's a mitzvah to be a gibor. Kamo shehu gibor, ata gibor. Like the Rambam's lashon. Kamo shehu tzadik, ata tzadik. There's another midah that Hashem has. It's called Shekhinah. It's called Shekhinah. And Shekhinah is the midah that despite where I am in life, I identify with a Yid wherever he is. I try to go to where he is. I try to experience what he's about. And that's an Evyon. We find the biggest Nebuchs on Purim. We find the biggest Nebuchs and we say, we're with you, man. We're with you. We feel your pain. We want to help you. The Lashon She'ein Shum Simcha Gedolim V'Varim Sameach Levaniyim. Someone who does this, he's like the divine presence because he himself lowers himself to be mechazik other people. And that is Purim. Purim is this experience that no matter where we are, no matter how we feel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and we return the favor with Matanas Lev Yonah. We come on Purim and we act like Hashem. This is what Purim is supposed to be. Purim is supposed to be a day where we remove pain. We remove pain. We remove pain from others, primarily, and we remove pain from ourselves. And here we come to Adalo Yada. Adalo Yada is not simple, right? There's a concept called Adalo Yada. So just in the small, short time allotted, even Tinus Esther, I saw an amazing thing. I saw an amazing thing. I've seen a lot of reasons for Tinus Esther. This I never saw. The Beis Yosef had a chavrusa with a malach, the Magid Meisharim. And the Magid Meisharim revealed to the Beis Yosef, what's the reason for Tinus Esther? And he says, because the reason is that we know Chayavinish Livusume Bipuraya. People get drunk on Purim. Maybe Chas V'Shalom, someone will do something wrong on Purim. This is a malach telling this to Beis Yosef. Direct line from Shemayim. Lachin hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu tainis. Hashem placed the tainis before Purim. Lefisha tainis skula li natsal yidei tainis min hachet. A tainis gives you the proper perspective. V'lo yeh koach la satan. V'lamed yud taf. Lekatreg aleim. And the satan can't get us. It's obviously dangerous to drink, but we do. And one of the reasons that we do is because we can't feel pain. We're not allowed to feel pain on Purim. We know that the Gemara tells us that the purpose of wine, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, Lo Nivra Yayin Ba'olam Ela L'Nachem Aveilim. The purpose of wine is to drink when you're down and out. And to pay schar for Rishayim. Rishayim can stam become alcoholics, no problem. Shnemar tnu shecher lovid oived v'yayin l'mrei nefesh. Says the Maharal, Hayayin misameach adam b'simcha yiseira. Wine makes you very happy. Ve'ena oilam kedai l'simcha. The world shouldn't be too happy. Kemosha amru, asr la'adam shimali piv skoch b'olam hazeh. Can't be too happy. V'lefikach ki hayayin shinaroi l'olam hazeh lo nivra l'nachem aveilim. Says the Maharal, this is the normal level of simcha, and Avel's down here. So he can't experience regular simcha if he has a glass or two of wine. Not get drunk. Maral's not talking about getting drunk. But it will bring him to over here, that it'll be normal. Wine is a gift. Yain yisamach levavenosh takes off an edge in life. Everyone has problems, everyone has issues. Wine is a gift that was given by Hashem, not in terms of getting drunk, but in terms of using wine properly to take off an edge. To take off an edge. But bedafka for nichum aveilim. And listen to this amazing, amazing Yom Shel Shloimei. Why do we drink wine on Yontif? Ein simcha el b'yayin. But it's a big shaila because really, they're shalmei simcha. And those are karbonis that you get simcha from. Says the Marshal, in this Zman Beis HaMikdash, wine was not the source of simcha. It was only shalmei simcha. It was only karbonis. So how does he read the Gemara in simcha el b'yayin? Listen to Lashon. Bizman Beitza, Perak Beis Oishei. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim Ayu Oichlim Basar Shlomim. People would eat Shlomim, they'd be happy with that. Kedusha. Hayu Omdem Karban Naseyem. Vayamaspik Lem Simcha Zu. That was enough to be happy. Aval Achshav She'ein Lanu Simcha Shlomim. VaMikdash Charev. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Arva Kol Simcha. It's hard to be happy. Ein Simcha Ela B'yayim. Therefore we have to drink. And you don't have a glass or two of wine, you can't, if you don't take off the edge of gullus, so then you're not going to be able to. Adarabba, b'me yismach etzatzma. How are you going to be happy? Imloshe yishta v'yishkach resho. You forget your impoverishment. Lismach v'liftach b'Hashem. And that's the depth of what's going on in Adalo Yada. We say, kol koi vecha lo yevoshu, but life is difficult today. There are a lot of bushes that I endure for being a Ben Torah. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of suffering. The answer is, it's time to take the edge off in a big way. Get rid of the avelus. Forget about even Churban Abayis. The Yaris Dvash says, what does it mean, Bein Arur Haman Levaruch Mordechai? It means in Shoshanas Yaakov, between the words, Baruch Haman, Baruch, we're getting there. Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman, it's Asher Bikesh La'avdi, which is Roshei Tevas Evel. And he says, forget the Avelis of the Beis HaMikdash. Drink until you forget the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean, forget the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is, in order to feel like you're at the Beis HaMikdash. To forget the pain. Somebody who understands this key is experiencing Purim. Somebody who comes into Purim, who pre-games for the Megillah, Hashem should have Rachmanis on him. He doesn't have any idea what's going on. But somebody who comes into the Megillah, he's prepared with the Rosh Hashiva, stayed up two Shabbases. I mean, this is like one of the biggest Kiddush Hashems I've ever seen. To stay up two Shabbos and to prepare for Purim. He comes and he's looking at that Megillah with such das. Unbelievable. Then he finds a chesed to do. Either does what the yeshiva is doing with chasadim, finds other things, finds other people to help, matanis lev yonim. And he gets up in the morning on time and he learns and he goes with that Megillah again, and then it's time to forget the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. The greatest simcha that could ever be achieved. But don't try this at home. It's extremely dangerous. It's only for the people who do it right. The other people are what the Maharal said from the Gemara. Is Yayin is either Lenichum Avelim or it's L'Rishayim. People who prepare for Purim properly are Nichlal in the Menachmei Avelim. They need to not just take a glass or two. That's good for Sukkot or Pesach. Here, we need to forget the whole thing. We're forgetting the whole thing. We should all be Zeicha to a Freilich in Purim. Amen. Thank you.